Blog Talk Radio.
Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, aka G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
Okay, so I'm drinking beer during the game. After that, well, I was feeling no pain. I was feeling really good. Plus the fact that I hadn't been to sleep in 2 days because I did this, I chaperoned the prom, and then I went to the Lakers game, and we finished the Lakers game about 10 o'clock at night. So by the time we finished drinking, it was almost midnight. And I jumped in my vet, and I went down to the freeway, and I jumped on the freeway, and I'm driving home. And I closed my eyes, and I thought to myself, wow, that feels really good. I need to be home in my bed sleeping. And I went to sleep behind the wheel.
gave our relationship more credit than it deserved.
No, it's just that I feel you're rushing me.
Okay, okay. Since you don't love me, but don't want to be with me.
No, it's not that. It's just that I'm afraid of getting hurt. I don't know. I just keep asking myself, should I really take you home? What do you think?
Thank you.
we had a white boy. His name was Billy, and Billy was an only child, and he lived with his mother and his grandmother, and they bought him every toy that was imaginable. His dad played in the major leagues. He was a baseball player, but he never saw his daddy. His daddy did never come and visit him or stay with him or anything. So Billy's house was a good house to go play at because he had all of the toys. And all we had to do was go down there and go in his yard or go in his bedroom, and he would pull out all kind of toys. But Billy would get out there and run with us, but Billy was fat. We called him Fat Boy Billy. And he would run, but he was real fat, so he would get caught a lot of times.
G-Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 Bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars. Storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Look at Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to do sports report, G-Money sports report. So let's talk sports. Let's talk NFL football. What's up, Las Vegas? What's up, DJ? How's it going hanging in Oakland? What's the word on the street? All right. Well, they almost forgot about me at the Blind Center, man. I can't believe that. My original driver went home, and some other driver had to come pick me up. And I had to go to the bathroom, and I was holding it and shaking. I said, well, she'll be here in a minute. I don't want to leave because I know she'll be right here. And she didn't show up for a whole hour after I was supposed to be picked up. And it wasn't even my driver. It was another driver. And she said she almost forgot about me. She didn't know she had to pick me up. And I'm like, what? And I'm shaking and shaking. And I'm like, come on, let's go, because I got to go to the bathroom. But anyway, to make a long story short, I almost peed on myself. Woo! Anyway, let's talk NFL football. Okay, I'm 2-3. I'm 2-1 as of Thursday's games. The first game, Detroit Lions lost to the Green Bay Packers. So that was a loss for G-Money. But the second game, the Dallas Cowboys beat the Washington Commanders. And the third game, the San Francisco 49ers beat the Seattle Seahawks. So I'm 2-1 coming into game number 4 on Sunday. So take it over from there, DJ. Who played game number 4 on Sunday?
Game number 4.
We had a game on Friday, too. I forgot about Friday's game. That was Baltimore Ravens played somebody. Who did they play on Friday? They had a special game on Friday. Maybe it was the Rams played somebody. Who played on Friday?
The Dolphins beat the New York Jets 34-13. You bet on Dolphins and over, and it was Dolphins and over, and that's game number 4.
Okay, so that's
that
3 wins and 1 loss for G-Money. Okay, so let's go to game number 5 on Sunday.
Game number 5, the Indianapolis Colts beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 27-20. You bet on Colts and under, and it was Colts, but over.
All right, well, that's a win for G-Money. So that's 4 wins and 1 loss. So let's go to game number 6.
Game number 6, the New York Giants beat the New England Patriots. You bet on Giants and over, and it was Giants but under.
All right, that's a win for G-Money. So that's win number 6 with 1 loss. So let's go to game number 8.
Game number 8.
I'm 5-1, so game number 7.
Game number 7, Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Cincinnati Bengals 16-10. You bet on Steelers and over, and it was Steelers but under.
Yeah, I should have known it wasn't to be a high-scoring game. I should have picked the under, but it's all right. I picked Pittsburgh to win, so that's a win for G-Money. So that's is that 6 wins and 1 loss? So we're going to game number 8,
The Tennessee Titans beat the Carolina Panthers 17-10. A lot of low-scoring games this week. You bet on Titans and over, and it was Titans but under.
Yeah, that's a win for G-Money. That was the automatic win. I knew the Titans were going to beat the Carolina Panthers. They haven't won a game all year. Okay, so that means that's 7-1. We're going to game number 9.
Game number 9. Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Houston Texans 24-21. You bet on Texans and under, but it was Jaguars and under.
Okay. I didn't know if Jacksonville was going to have enough horses to beat the Houston Texans, because the Texans have been playing really good. But so is Jacksonville, and they're in first place in their division, so I should have given them more credit, because they got a real football team now. Okay, so I'm 7-2, so that's 9 games. Let's go to game number 10.
Game number 10, the Atlanta Falcons beat the New Orleans Saints 24-15. You bet on Falcons and over, and it was Falcons and over. Well, Falcons and slightly under.
Yeah, well, that's all right. That's a win for Atlanta. I knew they were going to win because they're playing at home. They always show up in when they're playing in Atlanta. They don't play good anywhere else, but in Atlanta, they always play good. All right, well, that's win number 9, and I got 2 losses, so that's 11. Okay, game number 12.
Game number, you have a,
I'm 9-2.
No, 8-2.
8-2. Okay. So this is game number 11.
Yes. Eight wins and 2 losses. Game number
11.
Game number 11, the LA Rams beat the Arizona Cardinals 37-14. You bet on Rams and under, and it was Rams and under.
All right, that's a win.
Oh, I'm sorry, it was Rams and over.
Okay, well, that's still a win for G Money. So let's see. I was 9-2, so that means I'm 10-2. So we go to game number 13.
You're 9-2 now. It's game.
I'm 9-2. Okay.
Game number 12.
Game number 12. All right.
9-2. Game number 12, the Broncos beat the Browns 29-12. You bet on Broncos and over, and it was Broncos and over.
All right. Denver came through. They played at home, so I took the shot that they would play well in Denver and that Cleveland wouldn't play good in the altitude. So I was right. Okay, so that's 10 wins and 2 losses. Let's go to game number 13. Uh-oh, am I going to get 11 wins? Am I going to get 11 wins? Uh-oh, listen up, people. G-Money's on the roll. He got 10 wins. Is he going to get the 11th win this time?
Game number 13, the Philadelphia Eagles beat the Buffalo Bills 37-34. You bet on Eagles and under, and it was Eagles and over.
All right. Well, that's a win for G-Money. So that's game number 12, 12-2. Uh-oh. Is he going to win game number 13? Am I going to do it? Am I going to do it? Or is he,
game number 14, the...
Wait a minute. So that means I'm 11-2. Okay.
Right. You're 11-2. So game number 14, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Las Vegas Raiders 31-17. You bet on Chiefs and over, and it was Chiefs and over.
All right. That's a win for G Money. So that gives me 12 wins and 2 losses. Uh-oh.
Yep.
Will he get 13 wins this week? G-Money's going to set a record for the most wins in a week. Oh, I'm at 12 wins and 2 losses. Let's see what happens the last 2 games of this week, of week number 12. So I'm 12 and 2. What? Okay. Game number 14. Number 15.
Game number 15, the Baltimore Ravens beat the L.A. Chargers 20-10. You bet on Ravens and over, and it was Ravens but under.
All right. That's win number 13 in week 12. Oh, my goodness, people. You need to listen to me. You need to go to the sports book and make all your bets according to what I say. I'm G Money, and I'm picking the winners. 13 wins in week number 12. And this is game number 15. Game number 16 coming up. And what's that going to be, Monday night? 16 is game, Monday night's game.
That is tonight's game. The Chicago Bears are playing the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota, and they're giving the Bears 3.5 points. Total points is 43. You're betting on Vikings and over, so we'll see how you do.
All right. We got 13 wins, people. G-Money has picked 13 out of 15 games, and he's going for a record. He's going for 14 wins. Out of 16 games, we'll see if it happens. Yes, G-Money's a football genius. I had to get him down so that I know who could beat who. And the last 5 weeks, I've been 10-0 or 10 wins or more every week for the last 5 weeks. All right. Good job, G-Money. That's what I'm talking about. People, you should be listening to me because I'm telling you how you can win at the sports book. If you go and win, I'm betting on all the winners. And I'm 13-2 right now, getting ready to go into game number 16 tonight, Monday Night Football. And I think G-Money's going to win that game, too. And who's playing tonight? Let me hear that again.
The Chicago Bears are playing the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota, and they're giving the Bears 3.5 points. Total points is 43.
Minnesota's playing in Minnesota against the Bears. And Minnesota always plays good at home, and the Bears haven't been winning very much this year. So I'm going to take Minnesota for the win. And that'll be 14 wins this week in week number 12. I will have set a record, people. That'll be 14 wins out of 16 games this week. G-Money has picked 14 wins out of 16 games. Yeah, what else can I say? I'm the man. I can do it like that. I'm G-Money. And you need to follow my picks in the football picking sports book winning game because I'm picking the winners, people. All right, 14 wins. Woo. I don't even know what to say. I just amazed myself. Woo. Yeah. So let me hear it. How many wins do I have this week so far? 13 wins, right? And 14 to be after tonight's game.
Right, 13 wins you currently have. Wins and then 2 losses.
13 wins and 2 losses. world. Get down, G Money. You picked them. You picked them. And you're getting ready to go 14-2. First time in your picking history you've won this many games. Oh, it's going to be a landslide, a record that everybody should follow. Follow G Money's picks and make some money at the sports book. All right. Well, that's G Money's sports report. So let's take a commercial break and we'll be back to the show in a minute.
G Money? That's what you say. You say G Money? He's so pretty, he can kiss himself. G Money? You gotta love him, gotta love him, gotta love him, gotta love him, gotta love him. Oh, big booty girls run the world. You gotta love him, gotta love him, gotta love him. G Money? That's right. Feel crazy. Playboy pretty. That's G Money. G Money. He's pimp crazy. Playboy silly. You gotta love him. Gotta love him. Gotta love him. Oh, yeah. Woo!
If it is love, why do I feel this way?
we jumped on a train, and we ended up at the Prado Museum. And we were going around, and my teacher was walking around, pointing all the paintings out, and he kept walking. And I said, wait a minute, I want to stop and look at these paintings. And my teacher told me, he said, all right, meet us outside at 4:45, and we'll be outside waiting on you. So I said, okay, and started walking around by myself in the museum. So at 4:45, I walked out to the front door to wait on my tour group to come out. And I saw everybody come out to the museum. And then I saw the guards close and lock the front door. And I said, oh, shit, I'm lost.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Las Vegas and everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Pimp Comic. I'm broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I got a couple of jokes to tell you, but actually, I got a story to share with you. You know, I went to the Blind Center today, and I have a nemesis at the Blind Center that always talks crazy, and he always thinks he can tell funnier jokes than me.
So I started in on him today, and I told the joke that his girlfriend had got caught in bed with his best friend. And he came in the house, and he said, "What the hell is going on in here?" And she said at his friend, she said, "I told you my husband was stupid." And then I went and I told him, I said, you know, he wanted to have a baby by his girlfriend, but it was a long time happening. And when she had a baby, she didn't have a full baby. She just had a head. And when he was taking his baby all around to the stores with him, taking him to all the markets and taking him to the movies and taking him out to play at the park. And so when the kid turned 21 years old, he took the kid to the bar to buy him his first drink. And he put the head on the bar, and he told the bartender, "Hey, this is his baby." And he wanted to buy him his first drink. He's 21 now, so I want to buy him a beer. And the bartender said, "Okay." And he fixed him a draft beer and put it down on the bar next to the head. And my buddy took the drink and put it up to his son's lips. And his son took a swallow. And all of a sudden, his arms popped out. And everybody in the room was amazed. And they started giving God all the glory. And they said, "Take another drink. Take another drink." So his father, my friend, put his drink back up to the baby's lips again, and he took another swallow, and his body popped out. And everybody was amazed, and they were giving God the glory and saying, "Take another drink, take another drink." So the kid took a drink, and his legs and his feet popped out. And everybody was ecstatic, and they were going crazy in the bar. They were talking about God, give God the glory, and that's amazing, and it's a miracle. And they said, take another drink, take another drink. So the boy picked up the glass with his own two hands, and he took a sip, and his feet popped out. And then he was walking around the bar, and he was stumbling because he wasn't used to walking on his own legs. And he was tripping over tables and chairs. And he walked to the front door, and he tripped out the door and fell on the ground. And my friend went out there and picked his son up, and he held him up, and he gave him his balance, and then he let him go. And the boy walked all wobbly and fell in the street and got hit by a car and got killed. And then my buddy walked back in the bar, and everybody was all sad, and they were upset, and they were depressed. And he walked over to the bartender, and the bartender didn't seem to be fazed. And my buddy asked him, he said, "Man, why aren't you upset? Everybody in the bar is upset that my son just got killed. How come you're not upset?" And the bartender turned around and looked at him and said, "Well, maybe he should have quit while he was ahead." Woo! Oh, my buddy didn't like that joke at all. Oh, he was talking crazy. And they had to come and tell me, "All right, G, give him a break, give him a break." And I started in on him with the Thanksgiving turkey. And I said, "Yeah, you were married and your wife is big and fat. And she went to the bathroom and got stuck on the toilet. And you couldn't get her off the toilet because she was fat like a turkey. And so you called your friend, the plumber, and asked him if he had some tools that he could use to get your wife off the toilet because she was so big because of Thanksgiving dinner." And he said, "Yeah, I could come by and get your wife off the toilet." So he said, "I'll be there in 5 minutes. Well, he looked up and he saw his wife had her pants down around her ankles,
And so he went into the bedroom, and he got a big hat, and he came back, and he put it on his wife's private parts so that she wouldn't be showing her goods to the plumber when he got there. And then the doorbell rang, and the husband went and opened the door, and it was the plumber, and he walked him into the bathroom, and he said, "See, that's my wife stuck on the toilet over there." And the plumber said, "Yeah, you're right. She is big like a turkey." "But, yeah, I got some tools that I can use to get her off the toilet." And he walked over there and got closer, and he saw the hat. And he said, "But the man under that hat, I can't do nothing for him because he's a goner." Woo! And they had to shut me down after that joke because everybody was laughing. And they were screaming, and it was hilarious. And I finally got my payback on talking to this guy since he says he's so funny. And I'm like, "You're not funny because they don't pay you to be funny. But they pay me to be funny." And he was like, "Yeah, but your jokes are dry and they're old." And I said, "Well, everybody here seemed to be laughing at the jokes. So they're laughing at your funny situations." And he said, "Yeah, yeah." And then I shut up. They told me to keep it quiet because everybody was laughing. There was a roaring session going on when I was telling jokes about it. You got to come back. Why?
The needle lock.
The needle lock? Did it stick in my arm? I mean, you didn't lose the needle in my arm, did you? Oh, okay.
G Money's a pimp. God's plan made the man. Big booty girls run the world. Watch yourself. Be careful what you're working with. Watch yourself. I've been all over the world. Show me what you can do. And I got girls all over the world. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. Just call me the big pill. I'm chocolate covered, freaky and habit forming. I'm sugar and spice and everything nice. That's what this pimp is made of. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Ah, and now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? Yeah. Thank you.
I was homeless, and I was going all over Las Vegas trying to find places to live, trying to find apartments that were empty so I could spend the night in them. And I'd go out during the daytime, and I'd walk around the city, and I'd go handle my business. I went to the plasma center, and I donated plasma twice a week, and I got $25 each time I went to the plasma center. So you could go twice a week. So I get $50 a week just donating plasma. And then I go around and collect cans, and I did that, and I got $1 a pound. And I used to do this every day, all day long. You can always get money. So it was like cash and carry.
Yeah, Las Vegas. And it was an interesting day today. I'm telling you, I got evening with my nemesis. Boy, I put him in his place today. I got some good jokes in on him, and they had to shut me down because I had everybody laughing. And he was like, oh, you're not funny, you're not funny. And I say, but that's what they pay me for. You don't get paid to be funny, and you ain't even funny. So now, take that. And they had to shut me down. They said, all right, G, give him a break. And I said, all right. But anyway, on the way home, I got another driver that showed up to pick me up. So that was a whole nother situation. But all right, well, it's almost time for me to shut the show down. But before we do, I have a story I want to share with you. I wrote a story for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax as DJ Papa D, you play the story that I recorded for their listening pleasure. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
You know, when I was in high school, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her, and I would visit, and I would ride my motorcycle over to her house, and I had a Yamaha 100, so it wasn't a big bike, but it was bigger than a regular mini bike. It was a big motorcycle. It was the 100 style motorcycle, and I'd park in front of her house, and I'd sit on the front porch and talk to her all the time. But because I was dark skinned, her mama wouldn't let me in the house because she told her daughter I was too dark for her to be dating, because her family was Creole. They were from Louisiana, so they didn't really mix too good with dark skinned people. And I liked her daughter, and her daughter liked me, but her daughter was real light-skinned, and I was real dark-skinned. So her mother had a problem with me dating her daughter. But I could go over there and visit, and her mother didn't have a problem with me sitting outside on the front porch and talking to her daughter. So I would sit out there with her daughter when I got home from school, and I would visit for a couple of hours. And before I left, I would get a kiss before I left, and I would be all happy and stuff, and I would ride home. Well, one day I was at her house, And I decided that I wanted us to go to the skating rink. See, right down the street from her house, right around the corner from my high school, on Rosecrans Avenue, they had a skating rink called Rosecrans Skating Rink. And I decided I wanted to go to the skating rink. So I asked her mother if I could take her to the skating rink. And her mother said, yeah, all right, just don't have her out too late. And I said, no, we're going for the evening skate. So we'll be back about 8 o'clock. And her mother said, okay. So we jumped on the back of my motorcycle and I rode to the skating rink, which was just that it's like 3 blocks from her house. So I pulled up in the parking lot, and it was a few people coming to the skating rink, not many boys from my high school, but it was a lot of kids from the neighborhood and from the public school that went to the skating rink. So we parked my motorcycle, and I locked the steering column on my motorcycle, and we went into the skating rink. And we got our skate, and she could skate pretty good, but I was a real good skater. So I was getting on the floor, and I was skating backwards, and I was skating forwards, and I was speed skating. And she was like, wait a minute, you're skating too fast for me. So I slowed up, and I slowed down, and I waited for her to catch up with me. And I held her hand, and we just skated real slow around the skating rink. And I had fun skating with her, and it was really nice. And she was getting the habit, getting the skating down. She was really starting to get good at skating. So we would go every week, and we would skate for the evening skating rink. And we would skate until like 8 o'clock. And then we would turn in our skates, and we would go home. And I would take her home, and her mother would be at the front door when we pulled up, because she would hear my motorcycle coming down the street, and she would come outside and meet us, and she was really happy that her daughter was coming home smiling and grinning. It was a good date, so I was having a good time with my girlfriend. And we would skate every week. We would go to the skating rink. And I was getting real fancy on the skate. And she was getting pretty good. She could skate forward, and she could skate backwards a little bit. So when they changed the music and we were skating forward, then I was fancy skating. I was crisscrossing my legs, and I was doing fancy skates. And then when we skated backwards, I would just hold her hand, and we would skate real slow on a backwards skating routine, and it was real nice. I felt like I was in love because my girlfriend was skating with me, and I was real popular because there was a lot of girls at the skating rink that were liking the way I was skating, and they were telling me, you know, they were saying, hey, I want to skate with you when we skate doubles. And I was like, well, I got my girlfriend. And my girlfriend was like, go ahead, skate with them. You can skate doubles with them. And I was like, okay. And I'd get on the floor and skate doubles, but I was fancy skating. I was crisscrossing and skating backwards and turning, spinning around and stuff. And the girls are like, oh, you want to get out here and show out? I said, well, I can't skate real fast with my girlfriend, but you girls can skate, so let's skate. And I was skating, and they were like, oh, you want to skate fast?
And I said, yeah, but we're going to put some spins in and put some twists in. And I'm going to crisscross it up. And I was skating all fancy, and the girls were like, oh, you skate so well. And I said, yeah, baby, I could do pretty good. I'm a pretty good skater. I've been skating a long time. So I went back to my girlfriend, and she was like, you skate pretty good, G. And I said, yeah, baby, I know. All these girls wanted to skate with me, but, you know, I just wanted to get up and show out a little bit because you were watching me. I know you were. You saw me crisscrossing and skating backwards and twisting it up. And she was like, yeah, you skate real fancy. And I said, yeah, but I can't skate like that when I'm skating with you because you don't skate that good, and I want to skate with you and hold your hand. And she said, well, that's nice, but I like watching you skate. And I said, okay, well, if you don't mind, then when I come here, I'll skate with you, and then I'll skate a couple of times with the girls that come ask me to skate. And she said, yeah, I don't mind, because I like to watch you skate. And I said, okay. And we had a good time at the skating rink on Rosecrans. It was a good skating rink for us to skate at. And I enjoyed myself very much. And it was fun.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
And that's where they would meet to party and
smoke, and to have a good time. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. But see, Gregoryville was run by G Money. He was the mayor of Gregoryville. And he had strict security guards that looked after the property. And if you moved into Gregoryville, you had to either bring money, or you had to bring food, or you had to bring beer, or you had to bring dope. In order to be accepted into Gregoryville, you had to bring something to benefit the growth of Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. 3 years later, Gregoryville has about 30 people moved in, and they've set up their own little camps all along the grass area and the wall. Yes, Gregoryville has become a metropolis, and it's quite interesting to see how the homeless camp has developed in 3 years. It has grown. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville.
Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. Well,
The clock on the wall says that's all. We've had a good opening week for Monday's radio show, and it's been a good day today. I had 14 wins on the football picks. Well, I had 13, but I'll have 14 after tonight's game. And I'm feeling really good. I had a good day today out in the community doing jokes and talking about people. It was a good day. So I'm going to go in and watch Monday Night Football and enjoy the rest of my evening. So without further ado, I want to say let's celebrate the birthdays of people that are celebrating their birthday, that are Sagittarians, that are celebrating their birthday now. It's Sagittarian time of year, and the Sagittarians started on the 23rd of the month. So this is the 27th. So we've been in Sagittarian for 4 days, and we're celebrating the zodiac sign that runs all the 12 zodiac signs. That's right. I'm saying we're the leaders of the pack, half man, half beast. That's how God intended us to be. All right. Well, without further ado, DJ Papa D, let's see who's celebrating their birthdays today for us to recognize. And I will sing happy birthday to the Sagittarians that are in my group, because I'm a Sagittarian, and it's my birthday coming up in the month of December, though. But it'll be my birthday. So get all your gifts and your money ready to send to me, because I'm going to be asking for donations for my birthday. Woo! All right. DJ Papa D, play the birthday song, and then let's celebrate the people that are celebrating their birthdays in the month of Sagittarians.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, November 27, 2023. Happy birthday to Tim Smith Jr. Happy birthday to Annette Allen. Happy birthday to Rick W. Smith Sr. Happy birthday to Lauren Montgomery Parker. Happy birthday to Daisy Marie. Happy birthday to Pretty Brown Eyes. Happy birthday to Yolanda Hughes. Happy birthday to Tyrell Lee Colbert. Happy birthday to Demetrius Washington. Happy birthday to Tiffany Tony Moi. Happy birthday to Monica Barry Bentley. Happy birthday to Davis or Device McBride. Happy birthday to Nakia Santos. Happy birthday to Stefan L. Hatsinbade Rutland Jr. Happy birthday to Lebron James. Happy birthday to Sarah Moss Gregory. Happy birthday to Kenneth D. Adams. Happy birthday to Alexis Curry. And last but not least, happy birthday to Patrick Lewis. That's it for birthdays. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating today, November 27th. 2023.
All right. Happy birthday to everybody that's a Sagittarian that's celebrating their birthday today, the end of November. All right. Well, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday, and I want to sing you a birthday song. And it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. How old are you? How old are you? How old are you? How old are you? And have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. Have a good day today. Yeah. Happy birthday, y'all. Celebrate it with the best of activities. Eat a good dinner. Celebrate with all your friends and family and have a good time because it's getting close to Christmas. So you want to be nice to all your friends. So not only can they give you birthday presents now, but you can get Christmas presents later on next month. So be prepared to be a good person because God is blessing you. And Santa Claus is watching everything that you're doing now because it's happy holidays and a good season to us. Happy holidays and good season to us. Happy holidays. Happy holidays. Yeah. Because the next big holiday is Christmas. We finished Halloween. We finished Thanksgiving. Now we're waiting on Christmas. And I know I got some presents coming from some ladies I know. Oh, I'm going to get some good stuff. Oh, yes, I am. And all my Sagittarian friends, I hope you get treated very well this holiday season. From your mom and your dad and your brothers and your sisters. May everybody treat you with the utmost respect and deal with your royalty because we are the royal zodiac sign. So without further ado, I want to say God's blessing you every which way you can be blessed, and may you believe that God's given you his graciousness and his glory, and you're praying and giving him thank you for the good things that he presented to you in your life so far. So without further ado, I want to say I'll see you tomorrow on tomorrow's radio show, and have a good evening tonight. Watch the football game because it should be a good one. All right, without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money. Because I've read in the Bible, it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation. Because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time.
Yes.
In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit,
I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Was hitting that weed and it was good. Loud. joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at
bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at
bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.